Chick, 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 J, B, M. Welcome to the JBM podcast, the baddest blood clot podcast in the whole entire nation. Well, as you guys know, it's just a little personal podcast, real life situation, unedited, no BS, straight from the heart. People who you surround yourself with will make you or break you. This time I want to talk about very short lived podcast episode here. People who you surround yourself with, the things that we face, the challenges in life. It's good to know that you have good friends in your life, good family in your life, good acquaintances in your life, good managers in your life, people who see you as not superior, not beneath, but as a human being, equal everything. Someone who would help you when you least expect it, help you when they don't have anything to help you with. You know, someone who wants to see you do best all the time. Those are the type of people you need to surround yourself with, especially now with this COVID-19 pandemic that's been going on. Every day new cases, every day new deaths, every day a new chart, every day a new pushback on when this whole go back to work act is gonna happen, how are you gonna be normalized, etc. Are we gonna be wearing masks all of our lives? Is this thing gonna fade out? These are all questions and worries and problems that we all have and wondering and so forth. Some folks, as I mentioned in our previous podcast, and as everyone knows, this has been going on for quite some time. So people are at work. Some of us are laid off. Some of us are working from home. Some of us are benefiting. Some of us are not. Some businesses are still operating. Some aren't. But this is the time when you need to surround yourself with people who could help you help yourself, and you need to help them. You need positivity around you. You need people who are willing to look out for you. You need to conversate with folks who have the same mindset as you. Folks who would take you out of your comfort zone to show you another way, to motivate you to do better. You know, to motivate you to not crash. You know, when things are going really crazy and the chips are down, sometimes it's easy to just give up. You know, it's not that you're a quitter, it's just that you see no way out. Even when you tried, the doors are all closed, there's no escape, and the walls are caving in on you. So times like that, you need to surround yourself with people who could show you the light or give you some inspiration or show you some positivity or congratulate you when you do something good. You don't need the Debbie Downers around you this time, especially now. You know, there's other ways to survive. This COVID-19 is kind of like a lesson. I took it that way. I feel like it shows us another way of life. It shows us what we are capable of and how we could survive this, you know. Sucks that there's so many people that it really truly affects. And you know, this is not just gonna be for this year, probably in the long run. You know, a lot of folks are gonna, you know, be struggling for a very long time. And you know, we all need to help each other find a way to help those folks who can't help themselves as humans. I heard a lot of myths going on with the COVID-19. Ever since it started, I heard it came from bats. I heard some countries thought that it was planted by some other country. You name it. There are so many myths out there, and you know, a lot of them have been proven wrong. You know, so just focus on what is in front of you. How are you and your family and your loved ones and the friends that you know are gonna get through this on top or bounce back. That's what we need to focus on. Forget about the myths. Forget about all this stuff. You know, let's look out for each other. If you guys know any way, other folks that are probably on here, any suggestions you could make, you know, to help folks out, just shoot me a message. I will post it. I will, if you want me to tag you, I'll post it and let them know, hey, such and such, you know, mention, blah, blah, blah. Kudos to that. You know, we're just trying to figure out a way to help folks out. Some things that I thought of so far, well, you know, I think about, you know, looking out for jobs that are based at home, you know, try to find out who has that type of setup, possibly reach out, see if they're hiring, sometimes even volunteering to help would actually land you in a position where you could actually make some cash, to be honest with you. I mean, there's so many organizations that are, you know, coming together to make sure that everyone here who's going through this, you know, could survive. I just watched an episode of the show that I was going through, and it was telling us that basically the farmers are affected. You know, they have too much food, they have too much crops. So it's amazing how this thing could kind of take everyone down. So all I have to say is, you know, look for those folks that could help you. Stay positive. Find ways around this. We're human beings. We're survivors. We're engineers. We're pioneers. We could do this. We out. J.P.M. We're living it up, having a good time.